The famous writer Fran Lebowitz said, "Food is an important part of a balanced diet." And while that may sound obvious, a lot of what we eat is so processed it isn't really food at all. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about fresh, real food. You may remember that I recently walked the aisles of a local grocery store with two UK health and wellness dietitians. And today we move further up the food chain and talk about where your food comes from and using fresh, local foods to eat healthier. I took a tour of the Lexington Farmers Market with Executive Director Jeff Dabble, and I asked him, why does fresh matter all that much?
When you're getting something that's been recently harvested, whether it's that morning or the day before, you're really locking in the best nutrient possibilities for whatever the specific fruit or vegetable that we're speaking of. So I think from that perspective, that's going to be a key difference between what you're going to find in the grocery store. In addition, if you're buying fresh, you're likely going to be putting that into some sort of recipe or some sort of meal. And cooking is kind of a lost art. So it's bound to be more nutritious, almost by definition, based on the ingredients and the effort and the control of those ingredients that you're putting in. In other words, how much butter or how much salt. Knowing those things and being able to ascertain that answer for yourself versus asking a server out at a restaurant, and they may not be able to give that information to you. So those ingredients are key, and as well as processing them into something that's finished and consumable.
And many of the folks here at the farmers market can also talk with customers about how to prepare meals, ways of healthy eating, uses of the different products that are available?
It's a key part of the customer interaction with the farmers. For example, we see a lot of tomatoes on in the peak summer season. Some of them are green when ripe, and so it might be a reluctance on the customer's part to go ahead and even try something new, or they think it's green and therefore they walk away. So yes, asking those customers, what do I do with this? And that's going to stimulate purchases. If you're unfamiliar, you have to break down those barriers and really find a comfort zone.
So people shouldn't feel shy if they're city-born, such as I, who maybe don't know that much about farming, that sort of thing. We shouldn't feel shy about asking vendors here questions.
No, I think it's important. They really cherish that opportunity as well, because they know how hard they work to get those great items on the table. And for them to have an opportunity to really engage in that dialogue, it really leads to lifelong partnerships, which is also what they're after. So the farmers are certainly inclined to take that time, make that effort to really fill those customers in on some of those blanks, and it's a win-win for both parties.
And speaking of win-win, we're talking economic health as well as health of the body. These are many local area farmers who are growing locally, bringing those locally grown products to the farmers market, and I think a lot of our listeners are probably interested in that these days.
Very much so. We have farmers from over 20 different counties, so if you consider the bluegrass region in Lexington sort of being the hub of that, we are attracting those farmers from all over, and the geographic differences that those folks are going to encounter in the fields, and being able to come here and put their hard-earned products on the table, ask a fair market price for those products, and customers also buying and getting a great value for that expenditure.
And that brings us, I guess, around again to the fact that as customers establish these relationships and nurture these relationships with the farmers, they learn more and can progress in their habits to, again, engage in healthy eating, which we all know is critical to health.
That's correct. Again, establishing a baseline for yourself as an individual or a family member and figuring out where you can partake and beginning that dialogue so there's an explanation process and not just a dollar for product transaction.
With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.